A very special man left us last year. Reunited was he with his beloved wife, Ruth, and the Lord he served, of course, for almost one century. The man was Billy Graham. And the organization he left behind was the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. What a great ministry. There is hardly any ministry or mission which carries on successfully, however, when the Father hopes and prays the Son carries it on. It can be a terrible burden for that son to feel that fatherly responsibility, to be like him, as good as he is, to measure up to him and to make the ministry successful and grow it. I know that from personal experience. My very own father was a renowned preacher of the gospel, even before Billy Graham, nationally known, well-respected, even a mentor to some extent to Billy Graham. It was my father's hope that I would be like him, follow after him, carry on his ministries in his memory, and for the Lord we both loved. I tried, but I couldn't do it. I was different than Percy B. Crawford. I had my own gifts and calling, both very different. Some of my father's ministry carried on, but most did not. I wondered, having been there and done that, whether son and heir Franklin Graham could carry on and grow the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association when the irreplaceable Billy went to be with his Lord. I knew the task he had. Oh, brother, was it a tough one. But I hoped and prayed for his success. In the eyes of many, I included, the ministry of the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association is perhaps even better under the leadership of Franklin Graham. It is at least as good, but different. It is more richly and deeply involved in the affairs and happenings of our beloved America. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Organization and Franklin Graham are not afraid to stand, to publicly and openly deal with the issues of the day, especially those which are significantly moral in an ever-growing world of immorality and darkness. Father Billy was advisor and consultant to presidents. Presidents Carter, Clinton, and Bush honored Billy Graham before his passing. Franklin Graham was ignored by Obama, but welcomed by Trump. The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, the memory of the great Billy Graham, and now the organization under Franklin Graham, not only carries on, but takes its great mission and calling to go ye into all the world and preach the gospel, and boy, are they ever all over the world with the precious gospel of Jesus Christ. This father, who did so much for his Lord and America, would be so very proud of his son Franklin, who carries on in the most noble ways. Franklin Graham is a passionate American. He has no qualms dealing with the issues of the day, and in fact, welcomes the challenges. He and his organization are well-versed, highly educated in the issues of the day, even as they stand tall for constitutional and traditional America. There is for Franklin Graham no problem, no departure from mission to deal with America's change, or the issues of abortion, the gay agenda, euthanasia, education, pornography, sex trafficking, and so much more. In fact, along with his never-ending presentation of the gospel, thank God, to tens of thousands worldwide, Franklin will speak out publicly, in churches, and elsewhere, regarding these issues, strongly advocating biblical positions and Judeo-Christian morality, the bedrock, in his view, of American morality. I, for one, greatly admire his courage, his bold stance, for he is a living example of the biblical challenge the world over. I am not ashamed, he would say, of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes, everyone. Ashamed he is not. Bold and courageous he is. Some time ago, Franklin Graham was speaking at the First Baptist Church in Jacksonville, Florida. It was, for all intents and purposes, a political speech. Franklin began by saying the following, "Time is like a river. You cannot touch the water twice, because the flow that has passed will never pass again." In short, Graham was saying that now more than ever, it is critically important to seize the moment, to stand up for God and country now, at this time, For once the opportunity passes, it will never return again. Stand up now for your freedoms, Americans. Now, or the opportunity to do so may never come again. The river moves rapidly. And then Franklin Graham went on to say the following. America will not come back. Did you hear that? America will not come back, said Franklin Graham. Frightening words, if they are true. And then he went on to explain what he meant. He said, the American dream ended on November 6, 2012. Again, the American dream ended on November 6, 2012. The second term of Barack Obama, he said, has been the final nail in the coffin for the legacy of the white Christian males who discovered, explored, pioneered, settled, and developed the greatest republic in the history of mankind. Obama, said Graham, was the leader of the new forces, the new voting majorities which were determined to change America, and to do away with the so-called exceptionalism of our country and our people, and to spread its assets around the world and neutralize its hegemony and its independence and even its strengths in favor of what Obama and Soros and Alinsky and others would call the New World Global Order. Traditional, constitutional, rule of law America was done, doomed, and would no longer be the world force and leader it had always been. Obama and his successors would see to that. Then in that speech, Franklin Graham went on to identify the new political power in America, a coalition that would, in his view, forever hold power, political and voting power in America. Franklin Graham said the following, a coalition of blacks, Latinos, feminists, gays, government workers, union members, environmental extremists, the media, Hollywood, uninformed young people, the forever needy, the chronically unemployed, illegal aliens, and other fellow travelers have ended Norman Rockwell's America. Wow, what a coalition that is, isn't it? Again, blacks, Latinos, feminists, gays, government workers, union members, environmental extremists, the media, Hollywood, uninformed young people, the forever needy, the chronically unemployed, illegal aliens, and other fellow travelers. Wow. Sure sounds to me like you can't beat that one. That is an unbelievable and unambiguous and gutsy statement from Franklin Graham. But I think he left out one of the most important coalition factors, academia. Academia. Some people think they're the worst, and they are forever now about the business of re-educating our American young in grammar schools, in high schools, and universities. They are educating them in ways which would automatically include them in this new world order coalition. This radical, untraditional change occurs daily. The Constitution becomes a mere guide in this era of post-truth, and not to be taken literally. The rule of law is virtually suspended and applies just to some, but not all. An elitist ruling class, an oligarchy, replaces democracy. Votes are cast for self-interest and gain and not for the common good. And that is why Franklin Graham went on to say the following. Listen, you will never again outvote these people, this coalition. You will never again outvote them. Do you believe that? Boy, that's an unbelievably powerful statement. But interestingly, these people were in fact outvoted in 2018 in critical ways. Of course, in 2016, this coalition was stunningly outvoted when Donald John Trump was elected president of the United States. This coalition, however, voted out so-called traditional Republicans from the House of Representatives in 2018 and turned it over to the New Order, the Radicals, the Progressives, the Democrats, and who they are and what they believe and what they want for America thunders through the Capitol to the fear and amazement of traditional America. But the coalition was outvoted in the United States Senate, thank the good Lord, where traditional American senators were voted in, allowing Republicans a voting control 53-47. Voting 2020 will be the real test of the strength, the invincibility of this new coalition of fellow travelers. And if this coalition elects United States senators in the majority and keeps control of the House of Representatives and elects the next president of the United States, Norman Rockwell's America will in fact have ended as Graham predicts. Absolutely. And it probably will never come back. And then Graham goes on to say something which some think may be out of character, no matter how true and realistic. Franklin Graham says the following, "You will never again outvote these people. It will take individual acts of defiance and massive displays of civil disobedience to get back the rights we have allowed them to take away. It will take zealots, not moderates and shy, not reach across the aisle rhinos, oh, they're the worst, to right this ship and restore our beloved country to its former status." Wow, another great and powerful statement. It will take individual acts of defiance. Unbelievable. Are you ready to defy if you have to? And massive displays of civil disobedience. I'm not really sure what he means by that. I don't think he means break the law, but defy it and stand up to it, and get it changed, and show everybody it's wrong. But do, he says, in essence, whatever it takes to get back the rights we have allowed them, this coalition, to take away. And as this new and dark morality grows, as traditional Judeo-Christian morality is replaced, it will take these acts of defiance to get back the rights, like Jack Phillips, the Colorado baker, like Catholic nuns who stand up to Obamacare and its mandates, which fly in the face of their religious beliefs. People and entities willing to lay all on the altar, sacrifice anything to get back those rights of freedom of speech and religion, which this new coalition is determined to take away. Oh, I do hope and pray you are one of them, one of those people who are willing to stand up and defy. For the days of comfortability, security, and assumption of the freedoms of our great Constitution are long over. Long over. You will resist, and you will engage in defiance, or you will lose more than you could know. And traditionalists in the fight against this coalition must in fact engage in what Graham calls massive displays of civil disobedience. Stand up en masse. A lot of people together, banding together. Sooner or later, it seems, this will be absolutely necessary. For even though Christians and all are commanded to render unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, in the secular and political realm, never, however, to allow the laws and requirements of Caesar to trump the laws and commandments of God. In such cases, where there is conflict, civil disobedience is not only appropriate, it is biblically required. Are you ready to participate in civil disobedience if and when it comes to that? Are you? How much, I wonder, for all of us, and for me, how much are we willing to compromise and maintain the status quo, all the while we watch the slow and evolutionary erosion of our freedoms and our way of life? To compromise is to lose. It is now time to stand. It is time to live by the words, "He that is not with me is against me." I want to be altogether with and not in any way against. How about you? How about your stand? Are you willing to stand without compromise? We, my fellow Americans, are for the things of our Constitution, our freedoms, our way of life, and we fellow Christians and conservatives are for biblical admonitions and the way of our Lord, black and white. And there can be no compromise. If we do, we become co-conspirators with the coalition, which has, in the words of Franklin Graham, surrendered our culture, our heritage, and our traditions without a shot being fired. Boy, has it ever. Franklin Graham concludes as he looks at this new world order, now formed by men like George Soros and Saul Alinsky and Barack Obama and perhaps Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. And Franklin Graham says the following: "Those who come after us will once again have to risk their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to bring back the republic that this generation has timidly frittered away." Great statement. Great statement, Franklin. All on the altar. Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to risk your life and your fortune and your sacred honor? Are you ready to do that? Because this new political coalition fights to the death. It is unbelievably powerful. If it controls Washington, D.C., our country could radically change as soon as the year 2021. Prayer for this great country is necessary, but much more is required. We must work, for the night is coming, if it isn't already here. We must do more. We must engage. We must be active. We must speak out and stand up for what we believe. If you love America as I do, and our way of life as I do, and wish the same for your friends, your family, your children, and your grandchildren, you will be required to engage in individual acts of defiance. Are you ready? You will be required to participate in massive displays of civil disobedience. Are you ready? You and I, we are the only ones who can make a difference. We are the only ones who can be ready to stand up. It is time for we the people, the real people of America, the anti-coalitionists, to stand up, take charge, and take back the country we love. America needs you and me now more than ever.